With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Police in Atlanta believe they've stopped a mass shooting at the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Police say a family member told investigators Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, had plans to shoot up the airport Monday, where they found an assault rifle and ammunition in his truck outside the airport. Cagle had described his plan to shoot up the world's busiest airport on a social media live stream, investigators said during a news conference. The 49-year-old Cagle arrived at the airport in his pickup truck that was parked right outside the doors to the airport terminal. He's facing several charges, including terroristic threats and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I'm Bill Alexander.
The United States and Australia have signed a critical minerals deal in response to China's tougher export rules. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a White House meeting, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Albanese hailed the agreement.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them.
We can continue to take what is every opportunity to improve the relationship even further.
The leaders described it as an $8.5 billion deal between allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A problem at Amazon's cloud computing service disrupted internet use around the world. The outage on Monday took down a broad range of online services, including social media, gaming, food delivery, streaming, and financial platforms. Amazon said the outage was resolved as of Monday evening. The all-day disruption served as the latest reminder that 21st century society is increasingly dependent on just a handful of companies for much of its internet technology. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin abortion clinic holds a contest.
The All Community Clinic in Milwaukee has been asking local people to come up with a nickname for their new aspiration machine, which is used in abortion. The Instagram post reads, quote, "Think of the bragging rights, street cred, and the boost to your resume when you tell everyone you named an abortion machine," unquote. The clinic is making money on the contest, charging $10 for each name submitted and more money to vote on the eventual winner. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen and pro-family advocates are worried about how many Americans are embracing gambling, and the governor of Illinois is one of them. Democrat J.B. Pritzker reported a gambling windfall of $1.4 million on his federal tax return this week. Pritzker, a billionaire, is being touted as a possible 2028 presidential candidate. This is SRN News. Markets are close to records.
Stocks rallied close to their records on Wall Street following a roller coaster ride last week. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 515 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.4%. Apple did some heavy lifting with a gain of almost 4%. That came amid optimism about demand for the latest iPhone model. Bank stocks also rose, reclaiming some of the ground they lost last week. Several big-name companies are reporting their latest results this week, including Coca-Cola, Tesla, and Procter & Gamble. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump is preparing for a significant trip to Asia, aiming to address international trade tensions. The journey includes a potential meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, which could impact the global economy. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.